This is the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top-performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. Each week, your host, W.G. Bunch, and his guests share memories and stories about the past, the present, and the future of the Huntington tri-state area. That's Huntington, West Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, and the Chesapeake and Proctorville, Ohio areas. If you used to live here, or you currently live here, you're going to catch yourself saying out loud, "Wow, I remember that." Now, here's WG.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been able to cover a lot of ground, a lot of friendships.
So many.
But we would be remiss if we didn't talk about this relationship.
This one's very, very important.
Yeah, we have Ms. Marlo here, who, like, another person that I knew from way back in the day. And it was such a surprise for WG to just show up one day. Because he would do that. Like, I wouldn't hear from him for days or weeks or whatever. And then all of a sudden he shows up one day and he's got Marlo with him. And like, totally. You remember Marlo? Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was one of those really cool moments where two people from the past kind of reconnect or whatever and just kind of click and ignite, and it just, you know, becomes right. A thing. And
I remember that day. It was at the Herd Cafe downtown.
Right.
We were taking a walk and going to eat there, and we saw you.
Busted! So let's go back before that. Tell us about, maybe how you guys met for the first time or your earliest memories of WG.
Oh my goodness. We knew each other from childhood,
right,
and grew up in the same church, and he was always a dear friend. My, our mutual acquaintance, we had many, but had mentioned my name to him, and he reached out to me, and I don't check Facebook as often as most, so days went by, and I used to say to him, "I bet you didn't like that I didn't immediately respond." But many days went by, and I saw a message from him, and it brought back so many fond memories, right, of how kind he always was growing up. Right. And he had been away and done a lot in the entertainment industry, and I as well had. So that evening, we spoke on the phone, and I would not be telling the truth if I did not say we were on the phone until 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Old school.
Yeah, yes, I was going to say, this is like old school recording.
And we both knew that the next day we'd be extremely tired, but we just had so much to catch up on, and it was a wonderful conversation, and our friendship grew from there. I, of course, as everyone, laughed. He taught me to laugh again a lot. And it was just, he was very special. It was wonderful catching up with him, and our relationship grew from there.
Nice.
Okay, I have a question for you, Marlo. Why did you love WG the most? What's one thing?
He was a genuine, caring, wonderful person.
Beautiful. I would agree with every single word of that. Absolutely.
I never, ever heard him speak poorly, negatively of anybody. He cared deeply about people from a deep level, even when most people, a lot of people, if you're sick, they say, "Well, if you need anything, let me know." And you don't hear from them, WG, he would call the next day.
Absolutely.
And I loved his artistic side. We had a lot in common. And as well, I have an MBA, and he was in real estate business.
Right.
So our relationship was unique because we could communicate on both the artistic entertainment level side of the house and then with business.
Right.
But so much I loved about him, his love of music, his love of people, his love of entertaining, his genuine character, his moral ethic.
He is
a very
good
human, and he was my best friend, and he'll be missed dearly.
Absolutely.
Well, you were talking about and making you laugh too, not to change gears too heavy, but that's what he would always do. He'd start going in one direction, he'd jerk you back the other way. You talk about him making you laugh. What's one of the things that made you laugh the hardest about WG?
Oh my goodness, so many things. But one thing that I want to share is he would call me every morning, and I would always say, "How did you sleep?" And he would very quickly, on my side, on my stomach, on my left side. So he always, I would say in the mornings, he would make me laugh so hard with just very funny comments, whether it be that or something else. But that one.
What a way to start your day.
Yes.
Seriously. What a beautiful way.
He also took one of my, I did tumbling growing up as a child, and he took one of my acro tumble pictures and put his face and just sent it to me randomly one day. And that probably might have been my largest laugh, because
right.
I opened that email and I thought, what is that? But just so many ways that he brought joy to my heart and made me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more for you. And this is the one that we've been hitting a lot of people with tonight, okay?
Okay.
If you could describe WG in 3 to 5 words, what would they be?
A blessing.
Ooh.
Caring. Kind. Intelligent. And loving.
WG would say you could add more words if you wanted.
Yes, he would.
He would say, keep going.
Quite handsome.
Keep going. And.
So, in general, I've been writing these down throughout the recordings tonight, and fun, caring, and unforgettable have been like the main ones. So I love that yours fell right in line with the top ones. I love that we all seen that in our friend.
Well, we're all in agreement. This is the guy we knew, right?
Yes.
So, Marlo, thank you once again for sharing your thoughts and memories with this guy we all loved and who shared his last moments loving you. We love this guy. And really quickly, before we go any further, let's share a couple more moments from the show.
Let's do it.
I have one in particular. Check this out.
So what about you? Any bad days?
I'll give you the choice. Porn star or vampire?
What?
Those are those are the two.
Were you living in Huntington then?
Yes.
Is the bigger question.
Yes.
I'd like to know who this was. Okay. Porn star sounds fun.
Okay. Oh gosh, this was a while back. This is 15 years ago or more. I'd only been in Huntington for a short amount of time, and I was at buying cologne, and the girl that was helping me was very, very cute. And so, you know, I started doing the funny guy thing and whatnot. On a side note, let me tell you something about this funny guy thing. I don't know why, but I've heard for ever, 30 years, all these reports, all these articles in Cosmopolitan that people quote and stuff that say, what's the number one thing that a woman looks for? Sense of humor. I am here to tell you that is not freaking correct.
They're lying.
I've been playing that card for a long time. No. Being funny is, it's got its perks, but that ain't number one. And I said this to somebody over the weekend, and they said, "I said, yeah, sense of humor is not the number one thing that women look for." And it was with a group, and these two girls were like, yeah, it's really important. And I said, name some good-looking girl that is with someone because they're funny. And one of them says, Mila Kunis is with Ashton Kutcher. And I was like, Mila Kunis is with Ashton Kutcher because Ashton Kutcher looks like Ashton Kutcher.
And he's rich.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way Mila Kunis is like, yeah, you know what? He's got millions and he looks like a model, but it's that sense of humor. That's
what got me.
Anyway, so I digress. So I'm at Macy's. She helped me with cologne. So I ask her out. We go out. I said, well, you know, what do you do for a living? You know, just work at Macy's. And she said, yeah, and I also do modeling. And I was like, oh, really? And she had this portfolio thing in her car, and she had been like in an ad and like a ad, and but you know, and it, there she is in like just some work outfit or something. I was like, oh wow, that's great. And so we talked about that a little bit, and we went out for about maybe not quite a month, but then she said, and I guess it's technically a date night story because she told me during a date, she said, I'll be out of town next week. Why don't you come with me? I'm going to Vegas. I was like, well, I don't think I can go. I mean, I have to work. And so what's going on in Vegas? She goes, oh, the AVN Awards. I was like, the AVN Awards? What the hell? What? The Adult Video News? I was like, what? Why are you going to that? Well, then she has another portfolio that she had not shown me. And I was like, oh my God. I rarely am I speechless. I was like, I don't know. You know, when you have like the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder, they were fighting. And I was like, just okay, let me decide what I'm going to do here.
Yeah.
I did, obviously, did not go to Vegas. And we talked, but we did not go out again. She was friends with somebody that I knew that I didn't know when I asked her out, but and I saw the friend a year ago, or not? I mean, a year after that, not a year ago, a year after that. I said, "Hey, what you know? What happened to so and so? Does she still live here? Because I haven't seen her." She said, oh my God, no! She moved to Vegas. You didn't hear? I said, "No, yeah, she's Carrot Top's girlfriend."
No.
I was like, what?
That could have been you. You could have been Carrot Top.
Oh, my God. I was like, really? Yeah. She went out to Vegas and like, kind of never came back because, you know, she's been with Carrot Top this whole time. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow. Missed opportunity there, WG.
And now, of course, every time I see freaking Carrot Top on TV, I go, I don't know what to say.
Have you looked her up?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Sure, I mean,
what, on Facebook or what website?
I did actually Google her one time.
That's so crazy.
And it took me somewhere that I didn't want to get a virus on my computer, so I
or a real virus.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I didn't want to pursue it, but
it's interesting though, Huntington girl. Would she make find her way as a porn star in Vegas.
She's from
but still.
Because I had to drive all the way up to, and I remember going, God, this is a long way.
I mean, I just wonder, you know, she probably got introduced to that through her modeling.
I guess.
That seems like, because how,
I don't know.
Say, oh, AVN Awards, here I come.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know whatever happened to
That's
her.
That's funny.
I don't.
Well, what about the vampire? This sounds interesting to you.
God. That's the vampire story. Oh, this is.
Are we talking real vampire or acting, biting like a vampire?
Oh, God. This was at that same period after the porn girl. And then I get to this one. I really thought I just need to move again. This is. I mean, I came from the fourth largest city in the country, and this place is crazy.
Yeah. It's the water.
So. All right, I went out to a club with some friends, met this girl, we started talking. I said, well, yeah, we should go out sometime. And this was like on a Saturday night. And she said, how about tomorrow? And like, tomorrow is in Sunday? Like, she said, yeah. I said, well, okay, I guess. And she said, okay, why don't you pick me up around 3? And it's like she had all this stuff in her head already. And
yeah.
I was like, 3? So it's not dinner. And what are we going to do at 3? I was like, okay. I said, what do you want to do? And she said, oh, don't worry. I'll think of something. Okay, great. So I go pick her up at 3. And I asked her, I said, so what's the plan? She said, I thought we'd go out to, how about we go to Olive Garden? I said, okay. 3 o'clock at an Olive Garden.
Brunch?
Think, I think maybe I'd been to an Olive Garden once. That was like the second time. But so we go, and it is 9 o'clock, and we're still at this Olive Garden.
No.
Yeah, it was well, forever.
Oh, my.
But I'll admit, I was having a good time. It wasn't like I was there against my will or anything. Right. So it's a Sunday night. So I got to work tomorrow, and so why don't we call it a night? She said, okay, that's fine. And I drove, so I had to drive her home. So I drove her home, and she says, well, why don't you come in? I said, well, okay. I said, we're not going to drink more wine, are we? She's like, no, don't worry about it. So I go in, and it's a little while later after that, and I said, no, I really do. I need to go. I need, it's getting really late now. And she said, well, I can't let you go. And I thought, she was saying like, oh, I can't let you go. No, she's like, I can't let you go. And I went,
no, really, I can't let you go.
And I kind of said, oh, that's, you know, we can go out again or whatever. She said, no, I cannot let you leave. Have you ever seen that movie Misery with Kathy Bates, and she has James Caan and chains him to the bed and breaks it? Anyway, so she said, no, I can't let you leave the house. I said, well, why can't you let me leave the house? She said, well, I know you've only been in town for a little while. Let me just tell you one thing about Huntington. Huntington has a very large vampire population.
Oh my.
They come into the university from other places, but yeah, there are actual vampires here. And I said, are you she goes no, just, but I am a vampire
slayer,
hunter or slayer or something.
Oh my.
Well, I go, oh, do you know Buffy?
Yeah. And she your friend?
She goes, no, it's not funny. I'm totally confused. And I was she said, well, the reason why I can't let you leave, since you've been here, I have seen there is one vampire that I have been really going back and forth with, and he is outside right now. What? And we're on the second, we're on the second story of her house. And she's like, I've seen him in the window a few times. And I was like, we're on the second story. She's like, yeah. I went, oh. Now she starts crying. Like, so I don't know what to, and I was like, I'll tell you what, I don't think there's anybody out there. I'm looking.
I'm going to risk it.
And now she's really, really crying. I said, why don't I do this? Because it also had been snowing, so there was snow everywhere. I said, let me go outside and just walk around the house and see if I see anybody or anything, because I don't know what's going on. And I go outside, I walk all the way around her house, and I come back in, I said, I didn't see any footprints in the snow. There's nobody out there. And she, of course, says, there wouldn't be footprints in the snow, because he flies and floats. Oh my God. I said, tell you what, when I get home, because I said, is he after me or you? Yeah. If he's after me, I'm worried. If he's after you, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I said, so should I be scared, or is it like you are scared when I leave? She said, oh no, he'll follow you. I said, how about this? When I get home, I'll call you to tell you I got. And she lived pretty close to where I live, and So I'll call you, let you know I got home all right. And now I can tell. I hate to say she's cuckoo, but I was just like, I don't know what she's talking about. But I didn't want to make fun of it. I didn't want to. I said, all right, well, what do I do when I get home then? If this is a serious threat or whatever. And she said, I don't really think there's anything you can do. Don't believe the movies. The wooden stake and the garlic. But it would be good if you had a crucifix next to you and some water. I said, a crucifix?
Yeah, it's in my top drawer.
Yeah. She said, I said, holy water or water? She's like, I couldn't believe I'm having this conversation with this person. I said, water or holy water? She said, you can use regular tap water, but when you throw it at him, make sure you tell him it's holy water and he won't know the difference. I can handle that. Oh my God. I got out and I did call her when I got home. And I said, I don't see anything. I've got the water and stuff. And never talked to her again.
And you planned your next date?
Ran into her at Sam's Club once.
Oh, no.
But I was already in another relationship, so that was...
Did she try calling you before you got in the other relationship?
A couple times. But she didn't really... It wasn't like... Oh, because I thought she might show up on the doorstep one day.
For real?
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking.
Luckily, she did not.
My gosh.
And... met this guy 5 or 6 years later and met him for the first time. And he said, oh, we have a mutual friend. And I said, oh, really? Who's that? And he said, that girl. And I said, oh, you used to go out with her, didn't you? I said, we went out like on one date. And she, oh, okay. She kind of referred to you as a boyfriend. I said, we went out once. And he said, oh, well, you know that somebody in her family died and left her like $5 million. And
oh man.
And he said, and then as soon as she got that, she dumped me. I'm like, are you a vampire?
What's her number?
Do
you have her number?
Yeah. I might be able to take crazy a little bit.
I can hunt vampires with you.
Thanks for listening to the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. If you have a memory you would want WG to talk more about, just send him an email at memories@htstimemachine.com or post a comment on the Time Machine Facebook group page. Did you like this episode? Be sure to share it with friends and family. You can find a link in the show notes that you can use to share it. And be sure to let Realty Exchange know that you like the podcast as well. Their contact information can be found in this episode's show notes.